The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I have a new sense of freedom and liberty today. I don't have to wear a mask at work anymore. Yay! Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There's all kinds of good news on the whole COVID front. More and more businesses are dropping the mask mandate. The numbers today... a little over 500 new cases. That is the smallest number for months and months and months and months and months and months. All of the numbers are going down. Hospitalizations, intensive care, death, new cases, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of good news. And we just were alerted here at work. If you are fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask at work any longer. And I have been. I've been wearing a mask because that's our company policy. I didn't necessarily agree with it. I have never been convinced that the mask really did anything. But that was our company policy. And okay. I didn't see any biblical reason to defy that. When Joe and I went to a restaurant and a mask was required, we put on a mask. Okay, didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. I hate wearing masks. But we wore a mask. When we went to Home Depot, we put a mask on. When I came to work, when I left my office, walked down the hall and put my mask on. No more masks at work. I'm going to burn it. So more and more businesses are opening up, of course, on June 2nd. All of the restrictions are lifted. It looks like even football will be back to normal. It looks like the shoe will be at full capacity in the fall. So good news. And that's great. That's wonderful. It looks like we are slowly returning to at least some kind of normalcy, whatever that is. But... something fascinating is happening on where did this whole thing come from? Don't you think that's important? Where did this virus come from? It has impacted every man, woman, boy, and girl on planet Earth. Not just America, the entire world. Thousands and thousands of people have died because of this virus. The economy was destroyed. People lost their jobs. Thousands of businesses closed and will never open again. Suicide rates have gone through the roof. Drug overdoses have gone through the roof. I mean, this pandemic thing has wreaked havoc on our entire planet. Now, let's jump in our time machine and go back 1 year, to May of 2020. President Trump was implying strongly that there was a very good possibility that this virus was not an accident. It did not come from animals, but it actually was leaked either accidentally or intentionally from a lab in Wuhan, China. He began referring to it as the Wuhan virus. Do you remember? Do you remember what the news media said about Donald Trump and those that agreed with him a year ago, NPR said wild and crazy conspiracy theories. CBS, NBC, and ABC condemned Donald Trump for encouraging wild and unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. CNN went crazy. I mean, they went crazy condemning Donald Trump for even suggesting that this could have come from a lab in China. Do you remember that? That was 1 year ago. That was kind of when it really, really hit that President Trump implied, you know what? This may have come from a lab in China. He was almost unanimously condemned. And anyone who agreed with him, Ted Cruz, he said that it's could be a possibility, and several other senators, congresspersons, and so on. And they were condemned, made fun of, ridiculed for wild conspiracies. In fact, I've got a tweet from CNN, and it is it's from May 1st of 2020. It's a very unflattering caricature of then President Donald Trump. It's a very unflattering caricature portraying Donald Trump as a total, complete buffoon. And the tweet says, this is May 1st, 2020, claiming he's seen evidence that the coronavirus originated in a Chinese lab. And CNN Politics is making fun of President Trump. The first comment on the Twitter feed of CNN says, I think the coronavirus originated somewhere between Trump's orange face and the thing living on top of his head. Ha, 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 ha. And there is page after page after page of tweets following up on CNN's caricature of Donald Trump with some incredibly unflattering comments, some of them perverse, some of them vile, about Donald Trump and his brainwashed losers. Look at all these triggered brainwashed followers, blah, 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 blah. I mean, page after page after page after page. That was May of 2020. Fast forward to May of 2021, Wall Street Journal, headline, damning U.S. intelligence says researchers at Wuhan lab hospitalized with COVID-like symptoms in fall of 2019. Three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick enough with COVID-like symptoms in November of 2019 that they required hospitalization, according to an explosive American intelligence report. The intelligence, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, adds weight to the Wuhan lab leak theory, which suggests the COVID-19 pandemic originated inside China's only biosafety level 4 laboratory. The intelligence is particularly significant because it suggests COVID-19 was spreading in China much earlier than China has admitted. One official familiar with the intelligence described it as of exquisite quality. Quote, the information that we had coming from the various sources was of exquisite quality. It is very precise. The intelligence corroborates a fact sheet released by the State Department in the final days of the Trump administration, which cited classified intelligence and suggested COVID-19 escaped from the Wuhan lab via infected researchers. The report from the State Department said, quote, U.S. government has reason to believe that several researchers inside the WIV became sick in autumn of 2019 before the first identified case of the outbreak with symptoms consistent with COVID-19. The Wuhan Institute hasn't shared raw data, safety logs, lab records on its extensive work with coronavirus in bats, which many consider the most likely source of the virus, which was previously believed to be the case. Yeah. Current intelligence indicates there's a very good chance that this whole thing escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, exactly the way Donald Trump said. And he was condemned, ridiculed, excoriated because he said that a year ago. And now we're getting intelligence indicating it's a very good possibility he was right. What does Dr. Fauci say? Wait till you hear what Dr. Fauci just said. Wait till you hear that. Quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I just wonder if there will be even one half-hearted apology to President Trump or the others who said, we think this virus came out of a lab in China. And do you remember the World Health Organization said, oh, no. No, we've done an investigation. It didn't come out of that lab. No. And of course, at first, the prevailing wisdom in the scientific community was it came from bats in a wet market in Wuhan, China, and it was an animal-borne disease that just naturally developed, and then it jumped to human beings. It just made the leap from animals, maybe bats, maybe monkeys. We don't know, but it just jumped over to human beings there in China. Now, when people brought up, well, is it then just a coincidence? Then in that very same area in Wuhan, China, is one of the world's premier laboratories of developing biological weapons and viruses and so forth. Is that just a coincidence? It's just a coincidence. No. This came from a wet market. Remember that? That's what everybody was saying. And then Donald Trump and some others a year ago, back in May, said, don't know. And Trump implied that he had seen intelligence that indicated this thing either accidentally or intentionally escaped a lab in Wuhan, China. And he was, I remember how severely he was criticized. I mean, severely criticized for that. And I read to you some of the tweets. Even CNN featured a caricature of Donald Trump making fun of him. He's a buffoon. He's a fool. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked at the time, Do you think this came out of a lab in China? Oh, no, it didn't come. No, it's natural. It just developed. It's just a disease, and it, you know, it jumped over to human beings from some animal. Oh, and by the way, what's interesting is, and you haven't read anything about it, but they never found one single animal that had this virus. Not one. Did you know that? Then, you know, this developed in animals and then became prevalent in the animals and it jumped over to humans. Did they ever find even one animal that had this virus? No. Wasn't that strange? You would think so. So anyway, Dr. Anthony Fauci a year ago says, no. It wouldn't have come from a lab. Well, now the Wall Street Journal has released this report from the government and security agencies in other countries of the world that says three researchers at this lab had to be hospitalized months before we knew anything about this with COVID-19 symptoms. They didn't die, but they had to be hospitalized, indicating that the disease came out of the lab, not animals. So now, what does Dr. Anthony Fauci say today? Now that there is evidence, pretty good evidence, that this did not happen naturally. Can I quote? Anthony Fauci said recently that he is not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally, and called for further investigation into the virus's origins after the lab leak theory had been dismissed by many as a right-wing conspiracy theory for months. He doesn't believe that anymore. He said, quote, "I'm not convinced about that. I think," and I'm quoting, "I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we continue to find out the best of our ability what happened." Now, that's what he said this past weekend. I'm not convinced it was natural. 1 year ago, the same Dr. Fauci said, quote, "If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated." That was May of 2020. No, it could not have been out of a lab. May of 2021. It could have come out of a lab. Like I said, will there be any apologies to Donald Trump? Don't hold your breath.